talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
Hey, it's a Getaway Friday, last Friday in the month of January, January 27th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, joined in studio here with Linda Sims. You can catch Voice of a People on this station every Wednesday and Thursday, 10:15 a.m. until 12 noon, and then Linda's on with me on Friday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Now, Abby was supposed to be here today to answer questions that were submitted, like Dear Abby questions. Because she said she wanted to do that sort of thing.
Okay.
And we did get six questions submitted. I announced this earlier in the week, and something happened to Abby. So, but the questions are here. So we do have her questions to answer that were submitted this week. Maybe she'll show up. Maybe she won't. But we do want to mention, we got a message from one of our listeners' email, Linda, one of our longtime listeners, who said, now, she read the newspaper article online about the whole groundhog thing, and apparently they may have a groundhog. I guess it's hard to get one on short notice. So I don't know. Is it a person? Is it a representative? Is it possibly they might have a groundhog? Well, let's hope they get a groundhog. So again, it comes back to me that it's not about the groundhog, it's about that company that was supplying the groundhog.
Could be.
Has anybody gotten the paper today who could explain this to us? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, are they going to have a representative for the groundhog, or are they going to have a groundhog? Because we've heard it both ways now.
Right,
right. Dan sent us a message earlier, said representative, and Linda sent us a message that said it's possibly another groundhog. I don't know. We don't have the paper.
Right.
740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. But don't miss our big event, 8:15 till 10 a.m. on Groundhog Day. Mary Ellen Withrow, Groundhog Pizza, plaques, Buckeye Guy, a six-foot groundhog. It's going to be happening. And again, you can call in on that or any other subject this morning. 740-383-9944. Did you happen to read it online? What does the article say online about Groundhog Gate 2023 here? 740-383-9944. Well, I don't know where this is all going to end up, but I hope in a good place.
I hope so, too.
I hope they get a groundhog.
I hope they do, too.
But if they do, is PETA going to pick it?
Maybe.
Ooh.
They've already made a grand statement.
Well, yeah. But is it more about the people who, the company that was supplying the groundhog? Or is it about the groundhog itself?
Well, they are supposed to be about animals.
So maybe it's about the ground. I don't know. That's one thing we've never had as picketers.
You know, cruel treatment of animals. That's what they are supposed to represent, I'm sure. So, I don't know. The company goes around and find the animal. I think it's more about the treatment of the animal.
You know, the big, mighty conglomerate that iHeartRadio is. I wonder if they'll buckle under that pressure.
I don't know. I remember that movie, It Could Happen to You, and Nicolas Cage, right? And his wife, after they hit the lottery, and she has on this mink coat, and people walk up to her, and these animal lovers, you know, and just douse her with red paint on her mink coat. I would have sued them.
Well, now, you know what? We go back and we think about that. That's kind of where we first started hearing about PETA, was they did not like people wearing furs.
Right, right.
Because we were trapping animals to do that sort of thing. Now, is that wrong?
I didn't think so. I mean, how did the Indians and cowboys live during those days out in the Wild Wild West? They had to have clothing to keep them warm, and animal skins did.
Well, I guess the question, do we need that now?
Some people think so. Especially people who like mink coats and fox
you
coats.
You know, here's my thing on everything, you know, and people will call in and they'll say, you know, everything's got to change, everything's, and okay, yeah, okay. But we do, as we go along, get smarter about things.
Yes, we do.
You know,
do.
There was a day when everybody on television and 90% of the people smoked.
True.
Do you want to go back to that?
No.
There was a day when you couldn't go in a restaurant or a public place without smoke everywhere or a smoking section.
Right.
Do you want to go back to that?
No.
Well, that's the way it was.
That exactly the way it was.
But we, you know, so this whole idea that all change is bad, we learned things as time went on.
Yes, we did. But, you know, those examples that you brought up, that was more about our health.
Right, but...
And the other people's health that was in the room.
Right, right. Well, we're still having the ongoing discussion about marijuana.
You know?
Well, hey, 10 years ago, illegal everywhere.
Yeah, but not anymore.
Not anymore. Times change.
Yes, they do change, but it's still illegal.
What about car seats? You know, do people forget that 50 years ago, there...
No car seats.
No, you put your kid in the front seat, not even a seat belt on the kid.
No, on your lap.
Right. So do we want to go back to that?
You know, sometimes I think about that really hard, you know, because it's so much trouble to get a child in the car seat and don't even think about getting them out.
I'm just thinking to myself, I mean, what about stores where it used to, everything had to be rung up? Could we do that today? Do you know how long that would take to process people?
Mm. That would, no, they would not want to go back to that. It's too easy now.
So, a bank teller, you know, do you want to go back where you can only get your money during bank hours? No ATMs?
No. That's based on convenience.
Right, so society does change as time goes on. This idea that everything should never change, I don't know where that comes from because we all take advantages. What about airbag? Do you want a car with no airbag? I mean, I guess I don't quite understand the idea that society wouldn't progress. We do learn things as time goes on.
Oh, yeah.
And realize we shouldn't be doing things that maybe we once did.
Well, we're supposed to get better.
Right. Now, I don't know if the groundhog's an example of that, but I'm certain that some people feel it is.
And they may. We still have meteorologists, I mean, and they still predict weather. So, that doesn't seem to be on the agenda for change. They'll be around for a while.
Well, remember trans fat? You know, I mean, boy, it used to be just put all the butter and grease you want, and it's good for you, and blah, 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 blah. Remember the food pyramid? If
yes.
you ate like that now, you'd be dead.
Yes. Yes, you would.
So, do we want to go back to that just because that was the way it was?
No, we do not want to go back to that.
So that's, I think people just kind of pick and choose.
They do.
They go, well, we like that change, but we don't like that change. Well,
right.
You know.
And then again, you're talking about your safety. You're talking about health of other, we're talking about people. Okay. So a tradition, as far as a groundhog is concerned, they outnumber us anyway. As far as the wild is concerned, I just don't see what the big deal is. It's not like they're taking their life, right?
Right, but do you remember the old days? Here's what I think the problem is here in general. Everybody used to read the horoscopes. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if they're published in the newspaper anymore.
Yes, they are.
They are. Okay. People, they went by that almost unanimously.
Yes.
Now, how many people today, if you even went to a kid, you know, under the age of 30, do they even know what the horoscope is? Do they know what their sign is?
Not really. I don't think so.
Okay. And I think that's a little similar to the groundhog. The groundhog... There's no scientific nature behind that.
No.
And I think that people are saying, I think if there was something to gain from it, people would say, okay, you know, we're putting the groundhog through an hour of maybe unpleasantness,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but we're gaining something.
Right.
This is a folklore type of thing.
Right.
So maybe that's it.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
I don't know.
Like I was saying earlier, eventually that will fade out. Even though you say, you know, it will still be a part of his legacy, Charlie's legacy, but it'll fade out.
But doesn't everything fade out eventually?
Yes, it does.
Just like us, we'll all fade out too eventually.
Yes.
So that's showbiz.
Yes, it is.
740-383-9944. If you got an opinion on anything, we'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. We were supposed to have the opinions of Abby on her six wanted advice questions here, but, you know, that's the way it goes. She must have forgot. Busy, I guess.
Could be.
She was here last night, though. We had a great time with Abby and Buckeye Guy and Mike McGinnis from My 600-Pound Life.
Right.
We had a good old time.
Well, good, good.
Hope people
right
will,
along.
Yeah, hopefully people will enjoy those episodes. But I don't know. You know, and again, I'm not saying do away with the groundhog. I'm just saying I can understand where people might have a differing viewpoint.
Oh, I can, too. I can understand that, too.
It might not be my viewpoint, but I certainly can understand. And I think maybe that's what we need to do in society more often is say, I understand where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with that.
Right.
But when you start calling names, that's where you lose me.
Yes. Yes.
You know, once you start attacking that other group, well, how is that any different than them attacking you?
No difference.
None. You know, so PETA went after the groundhog.
Right.
Okay, you're upset. So what do? You turn around and attack PETA. Now, woo! I mean, now what are we? Kindergarten?
Oh, yeah.
I don't get that.
Trivia, right?
I mean, isn't the best thing to do to go to PETA and say, listen, here's an expert. We're going to do this right.
Right. Right. Why just abolish a whole tradition like that? But it depends. I know a lot of people are upset because this was our tradition, something Marion, Ohio has been famous for. Just like our president, Harding.
Well,
just
he's
like Mary Ellen Withrow, you know.
But you know, we've got Harding's picadillos, child out of wedlock,
right?
Affairs with several women.
Yeah.
Teapot Dome.
He was still president.
Exactly. And we've always had the groundhog. It'll always be part of history.
Right.
And what, you know what, it's their decision.
Yes,
in the
it
end,
is.
PETA can't shut you down.
Hmm. No, I guess they can put enough pressure on you that you would shut it down.
What kind of pressure can they put? Now, that's the
I
big question.
I don't know. What do they do about animal lovers?
Pickets?
I've heard that and seen it on TV before. But like you said, that doesn't really shut you down. I mean, they're just expressing their opinion, you know.
May cause a problem.
Yeah, may cause a problem. But do they get arrested?
I think you have freedom to picket, as long as it's public space.
Right, as long as you don't harm anybody or threaten anyone. Hey, I'm like half at it then. They're already well on their way.
Well, it'll be interesting, because number one, we don't know if WMRN's going to have a groundhog. Number two, we don't know if there'll be picketers. I don't know. You know, they went to the expense to... billboards are not cheap.
No, they're not.
And I'll tell you what else. People are looking at that billboard every time they drive by. So, that you know, you want to talk about bad press. You know, one day in the Marion Star, next day you get a new newspaper. To have a billboard there for everybody to see, that's not the most pleasant thing in the world.
You know what? I think I've seen... It's been out there for a while. I think so.
Well, why doesn't somebody just press charges against PETA? You defamed us. The groundhog. You defamed the groundhog.
Attacked
now we're going to sue you, PETA.
Yeah. Marion, Ohio, you attacked us and our tradition.
I'm not going after PETA because I think probably deep down they have the best intention.
Possibly, yes.
I mean, I don't think they're out to hurt anybody. Do you? I mean, I can't imagine.
No, they're standing up for their cause.
Right. So let them stand, and we'll stand, and
right.
It's 1 hour. It'll be over. We'll be moving on. 1 hour a year. Boy, oh boy.
Traumatize a groundhog for an hour.
I don't know.
The ones I've seen, they don't traumatize easy.
Well, it's an interesting thing. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting thing as far as I'm concerned, and I'm sure people will be mad, and I'm sure people will call names and whatever. If that's your bag, good. But it doesn't sound like that they're not going to have a groundhog. Maybe they just need to find one.
Maybe so.
In any event, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you have any opinions on this or anything else. Now, did you hear any more about the Alec Baldwin situation? I guess we did learn that the firearm expert is also going to get charged with involuntary manslaughter.
Right, right.
And apparently she should have never been there. It was one of her first jobs, if not her first job.
Mm.
That's not very good.
Wow. She didn't do very good her first day, did she?
No, and I still don't really understand fully why the real ammunition was on the set.
Yeah, what was the purpose of that? I don't get it either, or understand why it was on the set. That's life or death, you know?
But people certainly want Alec Baldwin to pay for this.
Still, right?
Still. And I wonder about that. I mean, is that a lynch mob? I don't know.
Well, I guess in a way, somebody died, so...
And what about all these private documents? Apparently, Trump had private documents. Biden had private documents. Pence had private documents. Apparently, you can just walk right out of the White House with private documents. What is this?
This has come to our attention. Now we understand that whoever is in charge has opportunity and privilege to take what they want or what they deem to be important enough that they don't want other people to know about it.
Yeah, but this is illegal, is my understanding.
I thought it was, too.
I don't know.
Is this such a big deal? I mean, they...
Well, to people. But you know what the hypocritical nature of this whole thing is, which I don't like, is that when it was Trump, you know, the Republicans said, not our guy, no. This is, you don't do this. Now, those same Republicans who didn't want anything to be done to Trump, boy, they want to prosecute Joe Biden for doing the same thing.
That's fine, right?
Now, see, that to me is where you lose me in politics.
Hypocritical.
Yeah, stop that.
Right, right.
I say if they're all guilty, guilty.
Right.
If they're all not guilty, not guilty.
Right, right.
I don't care what party they're from.
Or who they are. Right.
I mean, good Lord. And do you see how some people take great pleasure in the fact that somebody else, you know, got in trouble? Oh, Biden, he took those documents. I'm happy now. Really? That's something we should be celebrating?
No. Because after all, this is our livelihood. This is our government. This is our country. People that we elect to put in office that we supposedly are supposed to be able to trust to a certain extent. Now it's just all going by the wayside.
What do you think other countries who do pay attention to what goes on here in the United States think of us when stuff like that happens?
I don't know.
I don't think it's favorable.
There's so much going on in America, the United States of America. I wonder the same thing sometimes. What do other people think about us?
Does anybody have anything to say about the private documents that apparently Mike Pence, Donald Trump, and Joe Biden have taken from classified documents, I guess they are? Or any thoughts on the Alec Baldwin situation, which we've been covering pretty good here on this station? Give us a buzz. We are in the studio today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We would love to hear your opinion on all those things. And it's the first time we've talked about the classified documents.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, but what I have really noticed, it still has not stopped people from wanting to come to the United States and live and be a part of the American dream, no matter what goes on over here.
No, I think ultimately people do believe in America and believe in what we're doing, but I just think they must look at our upper tier, our upper echelon of how the government runs, and look at that and go, geez, what is going on there?
Good question.
It's sad.
Yeah.
Now, how do we fix it, though?
Is it fixable?
I don't know. I don't know. I think that, you know, I want to see the end result of it, because I want to see why they took them. Did they know they took them? Did they realize what they were doing? What?
I don't know. Biden was, he said his documents was locked up just like his Corvette was. So, like, I got this.
Well, yeah, but see.
Trust me. Like, hey, yeah.
But that, doesn't that come off to be a bad answer in the end? My Corvette and federal documents
are locked up together.
Oh.
No one's coming to get my Corvette, so no one's coming to get those documents.
Well, did he know he had them? He keeps saying no, doesn't he?
He had to know.
Yeah, I think he should just apologize and let them do their investigation and go ahead with it.
Can he stop the investigation?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. No.
And Trump's being investigated. Now, I don't know about Pence. I don't know if there's been anything going on there yet.
Well, they all should be investigated. I'm like you. If one has to be investigated, let's investigate.
Let's investigate
everybody.
Them all. But we've got to stop this, you know. Well, my guy, he's okay. But your guy for doing the same thing, he's awful. I'm telling you, that ain't going to work.
No, it's not going to work.
Nope. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Amen.
So if you want to see Biden punished, you're going to see the other two punished.
Yes. Yes. Same crime.
Exactly.
Same punishment.
You know, what is going on, though, in society? You know, I just think back to the last year. Do you remember the big burst out we had with the Bratwurst Festival when the Queen... Oh, my... And what did she do? It was something real.
It was one of the highlights that happened in 2022.
Yeah,
you
but it was...
that, right?
But it was so silly. I mean, it was... What she like 3 days before she was done, they took the crown from her because she went to a party or something?
I think that kind of made national news in a way.
But look at the silliness of that. And wow. Here we are with Buckeye Chuck. I just don't understand.
One thing after the other, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, does any of this amount to a hill of beans?
But only thing about that is, Scott, it matters to somebody.
It matters to somebody. Yes. Apparently.
And they turn everything upside down because it matters to them.
But what is their intention? See, this is my problem. Do you have an axe to grind, or do you really care about something?
You know, that goes all the way back to people, what's her name, taking prayer out of school. One
Madeline
person.
Murray O'Hare.
One person. Because she was upset about her child being... taught about the Bible and about God, right? And look what happened. Look where we are today.
Well, that's true, but you know,
one person's opinion.
The Supreme Court agreed with her, though, so there were a lot of.
That's what I'm saying. Why would they? If this country is founded on the principles of God, why would they even listen to that?
Well, here's what I don't get. I think, and I think this is where Matt and somebody correct me if I'm wrong here. But what Madeline Murray was against was forced prayer. Because nobody can stop you from praying. Nobody can stop a kid now from praying in school. If you're in my class and you pray, I can't tell you to leave. And how am I going to stop you? Physically? Am I going to stay? If you want to pray before you walk in the building, if you want to pray while you're in the hallway, if you want to go to the bathroom and pray, how am I even going to know you're doing that? I think what Madeline Murray was against was, all class, let's start with a morning prayer. I think that's what the case was based on.
And it could have been, but no one can still force him to pray. Even if he stood up with the rest of the class, doesn't mean that he was praying. Especially if she doesn't want him to pray.
Yeah, but I don't you think that, I mean, I know how kids are.
What about the flag? That's a symbol.
That's right.
It's a symbol, though.
Right, Jehovah's Witness, absolutely. And I think the Supreme Court weighed in on that one and said you cannot force anybody to salute anything.
See what I'm saying?
Right, but isn't that right? I mean, isn't that America freedom?
That is freedom. That is freedom.
So aren't they right in saying that you can't force people to do this?
Yeah, you can't force, and I don't agree with forcing a person to do something that they don't want to do anyway. I can't force my kids to do anything. I don't know.
Here's what I don't understand about the prayer thing. And I guess this... The flag thing, I think, is a little different because, I mean, I don't have a flag in my house. So I can't say the Pledge of Allegiance in my house because you're supposed to turn to the flag and do that. Now, with prayer, I can pray in my bedroom. I can pray before I leave the house. I can pray in the car on the way to school.
Right.
I can pray outside the school.
Anywhere.
I can pray in... So why do we have to, in the class, stop everything for a moment and lead the class in mandatory prayer?
I think it was because of the Constitution and how it was made up, and that was our country's way of honoring God first.
Right, but what if you're an atheist in that class? What if you're a Jewish kid in that class?
Doesn't mean they had to pray.
No, but you're saying we're
still
having
rise.
A mandatory... Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's why Madeline won that case. Because people were saying this is mandatory.
But look at our country. Look how we have fallen because of one person was offended. And then it didn't stop her son. They say he was still a Christian.
Right, right. And I think that's the point. Everybody's got their own thinking. But I don't understand mandatory anything, to be honest with you. I don't quite get why.
But it was something good, too. It wasn't something that would harm him.
Well, no, I don't think it harms people, but I also think if you come from a house where you don't go to church on Sunday and you come and you're a kid, you might not even know how to pray.
And then back in those days, who even knew that people were offended? You know what I'm saying? So, because it could have been like, okay, if you don't believe in God and your parents do not want you to pray, you're allowed to step outside.
Yeah, but see, now then people know. That becomes the problem.
See.
Because people will beat the heck out of people if they think they're different. Why don't you believe in God? Why'd you have to leave the room this morning when we did our mandatory prayer?
So you can't win, right?
Well, I think you can because if you say, listen, pray when you want. Pray when you want. We're not telling you not to.
Right.
We're just not going to make everybody do it together.
Right.
Then nobody knows.
Right. And I guess it may have ended up, you know, been that way if it had been from the beginning. You know,
right.
I don't even know when prayer started in school. I didn't go until the 50s.
I just think when you start doing mandatory anything, you're going to get kids beat up. Because if it's something like that, you know, how do you know who's a Jewish kid or an Israeli kid or a...
You don't know.
You don't
never
know. Until that moment.
Yeah.
When you say, let's all bow our head in prayer.
Right.
Well, now you know.
Yeah. She wasn't even in there.
No, so I don't, I mean, it's, I don't know. I think mandatory things are ultimately going to get you in trouble.
Oh, yeah. If you feel like you have to do something, then you're always against it.
Right. Yeah. And I don't think anybody wants to be forced.
No.
But I don't, see, here's, nobody can stop you.
No.
So if nobody can stop you, what's the problem?
Well... Somebody's always got a problem. I've learned
and
that.
And here we are again.
Yes.
Back to where we started.
Can't please everybody, unfortunately.
No. And, you know, clearly, even if they do away with the actual groundhog on Groundhog Day, other people are going to use groundhogs. It's not like you're doing away with people using groundhogs for weather predictions.
True.
So,
Some
you know.
Some people shoot groundhogs for sport and food.
I mean, the ultimate decision here comes down to iHeartRadio. And they'll make their decision, and that'll be what it is.
Good luck, everybody.
Heavy subjects here. 740-383-9944
yeah.
If you've got any opinions. 740-383-9944.
Yeah.
And I also think, you know, religion's a very personal thing with people, too. That some people don't want to wear it on their sleeve. And
true.
Some people do.
True.
And if you do, good. If you don't, I think that's okay, too.
Yeah, it is okay.
I mean, I think it's just like your politics. If
yes.
you want to be outspoken about it, be outspoken about it. If you don't, don't.
Don't.
But
I
don't.
Agree.
So, I don't know why we're in this society now where everybody's got to know everything.
Social media, everything is on the front page.
Right, right. But boy, we aren't hesitant to give our opinion.
Oh, no.
See, and this is where it's knocking back. You know,
right.
Okay, I don't like what you did, so now I got to attack you.
Right.
Well, what is that?
I don't like what you're doing attacking me, so I attack you back.
Right, and that is just, that, where do we get? What do we solve?
Nothing.
That can't we just sit down? And that's, I honestly think this groundhog thing could have been solved.
Yes.
Did anybody call PETA?
Somebody did.
Well, but did the radio station call PETA?
And somebody say, listen, called PETA. Yeah.
We were not aware that the company we were using had all these violations.
Right.
We're going to try to find a company that's on the up and up.
Maybe they didn't call them, but somebody called them to get all this stirred up.
Gosh, can't we come to compromise anywhere?
So hard anymore, Scott.
There's no compromise in society.
That's a foreign language.
And that is why we're headed down a very rough road.
Yes. No,
because nobody can talk to each other. We got to yell at each other. And half the time, we're yelling past each other.
Right.
And why?
People have lost their touch with humanity.
They have.
Yes.
And in the end, who's going to suffer for that? The kids who are watching this behavior.
Oh, yeah. And they're already suffering.
You know, if you're miserable in your life, figure out why. What happened that made you miserable?
Right. I agree.
And I don't think it's another person. I think when people blame other people, I think that's a little bit of a cop-out.
Yes, it is a cop-out, you know. We're all responsible for our own happiness. No one.
Right. I just don't see where somebody else can make you miserable. I can see where you maybe wouldn't want somebody to live with you, but if they're not in your house, how are they making you miserable all the time?
Some people are like that.
I think some people just have to have something to blame.
That's true. Don't want to blame themselves.
No, God, heaven, no. Couldn't be something they were doing.
Right.
You know, I was talking the other day with somebody about luck.
Okay.
You know, I have good luck, you have bad luck. Now, that's not a personality trait. That's just, I don't know. First of all, I'm not even sure that luck is a thing. I think luck is by design. I think if you I'm trying to think of a position here where luck would come into play. Like, okay, well, like when I first got into radio, because I never had a radio background. Mm-hmm. Now, you could call that lucky, but I was the one who said I wanted a career in journalism when I wasn't having as much fun in education. Mm-hmm. I was the one who called the radio station for an internship. I was the one who showed up every day for that internship. I was the one who did everything they asked me to do and tried to do it to the best of my ability and learn what they were showing me, and that's how I got hired. So is that luck? I'm sure if I hadn't shown up, I wouldn't be in it.
Of course not. How could you be if you didn't show up?
Right, so is that luck that I got in it? Is it lucky? I'm sure a lot of people probably didn't. But is that luck or is that showing up? I don't know. I think if you make bad decisions, and we all do, I don't know if that's bad luck. I think that's bad decisions.
Yeah. It's sort of like a cliche saying you're lucky.
Yeah,
you're lucky. And then, you know, people have an attitude about that.
If they do, if you tell them, if you tell those people, you know, that you are unlucky, you know, you're bad luck. Ooh, my goodness gracious, they want to rip your head off.
Right. They have an attitude about that. Why are you so lucky?
Well, how do you answer that?
I don't. I said, you know, you can look at it as being blessed. I think God gives us the desires that we have. I really do. And once you take those, you didn't have to accept that role. You could have said, "Oh, that's not really for me. I have a desire to do it, but not really. You know, maybe it's just a fly by night idea I may have had." But you know, you had a desire to do what you're doing, so therefore you followed your footsteps that were planned for you. I believe that.
Well, but I also don't know, you know. My advice to people is get your foot in the door
somehow,
and then work harder than everybody else.
Yes, Yes, yes.
Now, I don't think that's luck.
That's not luck. That's hard work.
That's hard work.
Definitely hard work.
I mean, you'll win some, you'll lose some.
Yeah.
But
you don't give up, though.
No, no.
You know, you keep pressing and pressing and pressing and pressing. Now, I was thinking about you last night. I'm thinking, well, you've earned it. You have earned where you are and where you're going to go.
Well, you know, it just is what it is, I think.
Yes,
because,
yes.
But you know what, honestly.
But you've worked hard.
But anybody else could.
Right, they could. They could.
See, here's the one thing I will say about this. I was never driven by money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a big help
right.
for me. Because if I would have made every decision in my life based on money, I would not have made the decisions that I made.
I believe that.
And I'm pretty happy with the decisions that I made sitting where I am now.
Right.
So, you know, I'm glad I didn't make the financial decisions. Because I think when you make everything based on finances,
you limit yourself.
Well, it's miserable, too, because yes. if you don't have the finances, then you're really angry.
Right.
Now, is that luck? Is that good luck or bad luck if you don't have any finances?
It depends on if you really need them. You know, like you have another job, maybe couple jobs.
Know?
So you don't have to depend on that. But someone that's out there who wants to depend on that, then yeah, that could be a hindrance. That could hold them up. You know, it's like a billboard sign. Okay, money. If there's no money in it, I'm not interested. But I think the bigger picture is where you are coming from. I just want it.
Right, but
I just want to be in it, you know?
Right, and I think that's it in the end. I think you just like being in the game, so you stay in the game as long as you want to be in the game. But I don't know about luck, and I don't know about doing things for financial gain. I think ultimately, you know what I notice about people who do things for finances? Those are the ones who seem to feel unlucky in life. Because they're doing something that may be financially rewarding for them, but they don't like it.
Yeah. And I can get that, too. Because, you know, once money is involved, you want more and more and more. It doesn't mean it's coming like that.
Well, that's
know?
Why when somebody keeps talking about money and that's the goal, really? I don't think anybody on their deathbed ever said, boy, I wish I'd have made more money.
No, because they can't take it with them.
Can't take it with you. And it doesn't mean a darn thing in the end.
It means nothing.
You know, it did not cost anything to start Buckeye Chuck. It did not cost anything to start Tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Tradition's still here.
Right.
Money's not.
No.
Money comes and goes.
It comes and goes. And just think about the trillionaires out there. What are they going to ever do with all that money?
Now, does anybody have a thought on this? We got about 7 minutes left in the broadcast here today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think it's an interesting conversation, talking about money, talking about the groundhog, talking about prayer in school, talking about Alec Baldwin, talking about just about everything under the private documents that politicians take with them for whatever reason. 740-383-9944. And I think mood, attitude, plays a lot into it, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can make yourself miserable.
Oh, yeah.
And you can make yourself happy. If you come in with the attitude, you know, and I've seen this happen. I am not going to do this well tonight. Mm-hmm. Before it ever happens.
Right.
I am not going to do... Well, you're not. You've killed yourself. Because you, in your mind, you believe you're going to be bad.
Right.
And you will be.
And you will be.
Because you, in your mind, are already thinking, I'm going to screw this up.
Right.
So that's going to be on your mind the entire time.
I did a thought for today about your thoughts. You know,
thoughts are powerful.
Yes, they are powerful.
Like words.
Yes. Yes. They're just on the inside. But if you voice those words out, those thoughts out, then they take precedence. You know, they create atmosphere. They make things come or bring into action, whatever you say. Like you said, you can say, well, I'm not going to make it today. Well, you won't, and you'll feel bad about it.
You know what's funny to me? What I think is interesting is people will change their lifestyle, but then they'll tell you how unhappy they are, but that's the lifestyle they changed. And I'm thinking to myself, now, wait a second. You changed to that.
Right.
But you're miserable. Now, you're going to stick with that?
Yeah, what was the end game of the change?
Yeah, what? You changed, okay. But you're still miserable. Now, how's that working for you?
Is it that some people cannot be happy because they don't want to be happy?
I think some people can't be over their past. I think their past is their future. And that is not the... It doesn't have to be.
No, it should not be.
But it is. People, everything is based on the past. If you say, I have had bad luck, you're talking about the past.
Right. That's true.
My life has always been this way. You're talking about the past.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, what are you doing now?
Thinking about the past and creating the same atmosphere, same result.
Yeah, because you believe that your future is going to be just like your past. But who dictates that? Nobody.
You do, in a way.
Right. No, I mean, nobody's sitting there with a pointer going, you're going to fail.
No. But them.
But
they're
them.
They're doing it.
If you believe it. You know what's funny, I hate to comment on marriage and divorce because I have been neither, mm-hmm. but what's interesting to me is if you run in, and I'm not, I guess I shouldn't generalize and say everybody, but if you run into somebody who's been married and divorced, and you watch them, you might start out around them thinking, well, I can't understand how somebody could ever not get along with this person. Mm-hmm. But eventually, you'll see a side of them that's different. And you start to say to yourself, wonder if that's what happened. Wonder if that... Because this is not all that pleasant. Because I've known a lot of people who were married and divorced. And at some point, no matter how great you think they are, at some point you do... They get a little bit of an attitude with you. And you think, well, I wonder if this happened in the past.
Well, everything's not going to be perfect. And where did compromise go?
Right. Where did compromise go?
Because I think all of us have something in us that maybe is not pleasing to another person.
Right. You know? But why pick a fight about it?
Right. You married that person. You know, it's supposed to have been sickness and in health, you know, the good and the bad. And
everybody wants what they don't have.
Rich or poor. Why is that?
I don't know. Everybody thinks the grass is always greener. It's going to be better over there.
Until they get over there, right?
Yeah, until they get over there. Until they get over there, then they're going to realize it ain't all that green.
No.
I always say, you know, give it 2 or 3 years, and
right.
you're going to find out that...
There's something you might not like.
Everybody's got flaws. Now, are you willing to tolerate those flaws, or do you want to condemn everybody who's got a flaw?
Well, that means you're condemning yourself, because you... also have flaws. None of us are perfect.
Right. And you know what? I think the greatest thing is it's I think you can forgive those things. You
I
know
think so too.
To harbor them is where you get the problem.
Right. Right. You have to speak on it.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Yeah, just say, listen, that bothered me that you said that.
Right.
And maybe you'll find out why they said it.
Right. That's true.
I mean, I said something to somebody recently, not too long ago, probably 6 months ago. I said something, and they really took offense to it, and I did not know that they did.
Right.
Did not. I mean, it was just a passing glance.
Wow.
And I found out later that they took offense to it, and at that point, I said, I was just kidding. I mean,
right.
I really had no skin in that game at all.
Right.
And didn't mean what I was saying. I was just trying to be jovial that day.
Right, right.
And then it kind of papered over, but boy, it took a minute.
I'm sure. But at least it was voiced.
Yeah, I think at some point you do. This was the moment. This was the thing you did that I did not like.
Right.
And then you can talk about it.
Right. And compromise.
Well, hopefully we get Abby here next week to answer these advice questions.
Yes.
And of course we got the big Groundhog Celebration coming up Thursday morning, 8:15 a.m. to 10 a.m. Not going to want to miss that. Groundhog Pizza, Mary Ellen Withrow, Buckeye Guy, Linda, the whole gang here, Plax and more. And I guess we'll find out what happens with Buckeye Chuck. We'll bring more to you as we go along. for this Friday, last Friday in the month of January. How about that? Linda Sims, Scott Spears, heading for the dugout.
WGH Radio, 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
And as I teased before we went to the break there, we have on today a lady who I've had on the program, I believe, two times before. But every time she comes on, I am excited. She's one of the most kind is the word I think of when I think of this woman, people that I have ever talked to, and I can tell you, I won't name names, but there are people who have been in Hollywood and had a great career who are not as kind as you might think they are. This woman